Well, I'm still here, so I didn't win the 1.6. I told everybody at work, I'm like, hey, if I win, peace out.
Peace out, bitches.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
Why don't you tell them who we are?
We're the two Bobs.
Right.
And this is Mr. Cocky Nuts and George.
Yeah.
And I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 82 for Monday, October 30th, 2018.
This week on the Two Bobs, we have an exciting episode for you. After Robert gets a little bit confused about what day of the week it is, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. Also, we're going to talk about some of our favorite Halloween candy.
And then we'll get into some crazy news. We'll talk about Doritos, spiders, sausages, a Hubble spacecraft, and then we'll close with some beaver.
All in the same news story.
It did kind of roll together, didn't it?
It did. We had some good transitions. It all just kind of melded together into one story.
Didn't even plan it that way, but that's how it works.
Beaver, outer space beaver spiders.
Yeah, that's fine. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah. Welcome to the Two Bobs. Fuck off.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 82 for Monday, October 30th, 2018. That's the day before Halloween. I don't know if you know that.
What is?
October 30th. Yeah, the episode will be out on
the
30th.
Isn't Halloween Wednesday? What day is Halloween? Tuesday?
No, it's Wednesday. What day is it? God,
you're just
damn
confusing
it.
Me.
Let me look
I'm
at
like, Robert.
My fantastic Hal. October 29th? Damn it. It was last week.
Like I was crazy. Too? That's why I didn't say anything. I was mind fucked. I'm like, I don't think. Have I been just wrong this whole time?
Well, no, I know it's Wednesday.
I've been planning my whole week around Halloween being on Wednesday. I'm like, I got to move my whole week up a day now. I'm like, fuck. I have so much shit to do now before Wednesday.
I got to edit Untapped. I said the episode would be available at 10:30, but it's really 10:29. And I just edited. I probably should just check in all over again because it's really not right if I have a bad check in because it pushed to Twitter. I got badges.
Oh man, you got a lot going on.
This is ruined.
Hey, did you look at my check in yet?
I did. I saw that picture. That was a selfie. I'm pretty sure I took in the car and I cropped everybody else out because I was doing.
No. You took a selfie in the car, then I cropped everybody else out,
right?
Zoomed in, and then made it black and white and just washed it out just to make it look even worse.
It doesn't even look like me anymore. I don't have my glasses on. I don't have my beard, which I've had for some time now. So, but oh well, worse things have happened.
That's true. There's worse pictures of you that I could have posted as well.
I'll find some. So now that we've established,
I got plenty out there. So I mean, it can go both ways. It's fine.
Now that we've established what day that it actually is, are you ready for Halloween? You got all your candy? You dressing up? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still just in shock that I'm still just completely thrown off by the day of the week now. It's Wednesday. Okay, right.
Well, that's good.
I can calm down now because I don't. All of a sudden, my whole week was replaying in my head, only I had to do it a day sooner, and it was just really bad. So, no. What was the question?
Well, are you ready for Halloween?
Yeah, I mean.
Kelly buy all the candy?
Kelly has the costume. No, the kids have the costumes that we ordered. Colin is going to be a wizard, and Harrison's a traffic light. That's what he wanted to be. I don't know. And we have some sort of candy, although we're going to my brother and sister-in-law's this year. Yeah. So we're going to let them deal with all that shit this year. So we're going to trick or treat in their neighborhood and we're going to mooch off of those people instead.
Oh, that's good. We get a lot of trick or treaters around here and there's people just kind of line up and we'll sit out on the porch and have a big old bin of stuff and pick one, pick two. We that's a thing too. We buy a shit ton of candy, but usually as the night comes, we're telling kids just take one because we don't want to run out because we've had that before. And then towards the end, we still have so much left. It's like, all right, take whatever you want.
Handfuls.
Take whatever. But we let them pick because, you know, you hand stuff to people. Oh, well, those are plain M&Ms or peanut M&Ms
like,
or Kit Kat.
When I got a little... When I got a little bit older, like, I mean, not like last year, but like when I got older, where it was still okay to trick or treat, but I was one of the older kids out there trick or treating. My friends and I, we used to know, like, all right, it's like 8:30, 9 o'clock. That's when we did our trick or treating because we go door to door and people would just dump bowls of candy into our you know, pillowcases or whatever the hell we were carrying around it for the candy into our sacks. That just sounded bad, though. I don't know. So, you know, so that's how we used to do it.
Yeah.
So,
I didn't want to do that.
I was I didn't get a costume for myself this year. I was Donald Trump last year, which I thought was fun.
A lot of good that did.
I know, right? I wish I had his money. I still don't have any of his money.
So. Well, no, I don't know that he does either, but that's a different show.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. But anyway, I do get a little bit excited about the kids trick-or-treating because, I get to eat all the candy, and I do it as a service to Colin because he has a peanut allergy. So anything with peanuts, like Reese's and Snickers and Baby Ruth's and Paydays and things like that, I just take all of those and consume them myself. So he is protected.
Well, how about we drink a beer and then we'll come back to the candy discussion because I'm thirsty.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
Well, I guess you're not thirsty anymore the way you finished that. That better be one you've had before.
Nope. That's this week's beer.
You can't do that.
Okay. I got two of them. I do whatever I want.
No, you got to drink it on the
it's my fucking show.
Have we not?
I saw you drinking some of yours.
I was sipping it so that I could edit. Yeah. I could put it in on chat.
That's what I did. I sipped it.
I sipped the whole bottle.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I got another one. I'm glad I brought two because I can.
Oh, yeah. Good thing.
Otherwise, I'd have.
I'm glad you let me join you.
Jesus. Ooh, sorry about that. Yep. So this week, I have
what you just finished. No,
I'm going to. Robert, damn it. I have another one. I'm going to drink it right now.
You got me worked up. Quit. Didn't do things in order.
You know what? I just don't know what to do to appease you sometimes. But anyway.
Do as I say.
This is a take on a beer that I've had before, which is the Roke Brewing Company Devil Dog. And I've had it on the show.
Yeah.
I've had a couple things from Roke. Let me just, might as well just go through them real
quick. Roke, not Rogue. Just in case.
Roke, R-O-A-K, which is a Michigan beer. It's a smaller brewery based out of Royal Oak, Michigan. But I had a Devil Dog, the original Devil Dog, back in episode 26, Beer Helmet. And that's really the only thing that I've had other things from Roke, but not on the show. So essentially what this is, it's a little bit of a remix on that original Devil Dog, which I found to be a really, really good oatmeal stout. This is the Roke French Toast Devil Dog oatmeal stout. So essentially it's an ale brewed with maple syrup and natural flavor. Apparently, I'm just on a maple syrup kick right now because I had one with maple syrup last year. That's... But all the big and bold characteristics of our Devil Dog oatmeal stout with the unmistakable taste of Sunday morning French toast. A portion of the proceeds from all Devil Dog sales are donated to our local VA hospital. So I'm doing... And the Devil Dog, too, is kind of an ode to our military and our veterans and things like that. So this is no exception from that. So, you know, I feel like I'm doing a public service by drinking this beer a little bit. But it's 8.3% alcohol by volume. It's 45 IBUs. And it's just a nice balanced stout with some interesting flavors to it. So just if I... sniff the bottle as you do. You get the maple syrup scent from it. You also taste a little bit of kind of cinnamon. It does have kind of that. It's reminiscent of French toast with syrup on it. So it's a nice flavor beer. It's not one that I'm going to drink a bunch of at any given time, but it's a really good balanced beer nonetheless. They did a really good job, I think, bringing the flavor into it without overdoing it. So it tastes like a stout. You still get that, but you get those extra flavors with the cinnamon and a little bit of vanilla and definitely the maple syrup in there. So good beer from Roke. I rated it 4.5 on Untappd. Highly recommended.
Very good. I like the maple, though. That sounds good.
I've been into beer that tastes like syrup last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And what's funny is I didn't even notice the syrup. I should have figured there was syrup in it, but I left work. It was like 10 after 6 when I left the office today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, gotta stop and get beer. So I stopped at one of my places and like ran in, and Kelly's texting me. She's like, hey, did you get home for some stuff? And I'm like, all right, I'm going as quick as I can. So I saw that. I'm like, French toast oatmeal stout. Sounds good. So, and Roke is a good brewery. So I grabbed it. So just kind of coincidentally happened to have a maple syrup presence. So it's not what I was going for, but, it's all right that it does. It tastes like French toast on a Sunday morning, but in a beer. What do you got?
I got something different. And this is another thing that I got from my brother-in-law and saw my sister-in-law drinking. I thought the can looked kind of cool, but it's a Lawson's Finest Liquids Sip of Sunshine IPA. And it's brewed out of Stratford, Connecticut by a brewery called Two Roads Brewing. The website says this upulin-laden India Pale Ale is packed with juicy tropical fruit character, bright floral aromas, and delectable layers of hot flavor. Pour mindfully, inhale deeply, and enjoy a tropical vacation in a glass. Always store cold, enjoy fresh, and stay cool. Sip of Sunshine IPA is brewed by Lawson's Finest Liquids at Two Roads Brewing Company in Stratford, Connecticut. I smelled it right away as soon as I opened the can and poured it into my glass. I'm going to give it another sniff and then take a nice big gulp of it and tell you what I think.
Do you taste all the lupulin?
Well, yeah. It's funny you mentioned that. I think I closed the tab already, but I was wondering what that was. And
I have it here.
Oh, well, you tell us while I'm doing this.
According to the Google, and you know, why would we argue with them? It's a bitter yellowish powder found on granular hairs beneath the scales of the flowers of the female hop plant. So it's vagina hair from a flower.
Isn't that kind of the same thing?
Lupulin.
Lupulin. And it's a true IPA. It's got, if you think of an IPA taste, it's got a lot of hops to it. It doesn't say what the IBUs are, but it's 8% alcohol by volume, so it's got nice punch to it, but it's a nice solid IPA. And as far as IPAs go, I had one a couple of weeks ago that I really liked that I rated a 5. This one I think I rated a 4.25. It's really good. It's got a nice strong taste to it. There's not a lot of aftertaste to it, so the hops are right there up in the front, and I like it a lot. I like to see if I can get some more. But yeah, I like it. I'm not sure where it's really available. I didn't really look at that much on the
Connecticut. Untapped,
that's pretty much it, probably. But yeah, it's great. If I can find some next more, I will.
Yeah, next time you're in Stratford, just pick some up, you know?
I've never been to Connecticut. I've been to Massachusetts, but that's about as far.
That's a different state.
Yeah, it's close by. They're practically neighbors.
It's, yeah, well, more or less.
Kinda.
I don't know. That's like saying I haven't been to Alaska. I've been to Canada once, huh?
Oh, that's the same. I've been to Russia. Not really.
Well, if you've been to Russia, you've pretty much been to Alaska. Putin and Sarah Palin used to just wave to each other in the morning.
I'm excited to talk back about the candies or a little bit before we got into the beer. Mm. When you were young, because I kind of live, you know, having a young kid, and the Madeline's a little bit too old to go trick-or-treating, although I was reading an article about how she could be arrested in this state because she's older than 12. But
what?
Yeah, it's weird. But
in Virginia, no stupid
in certain cities or little parts of the Commonwealth that we are here. So I like to see what my son pulls out of the bag, and I got me to thinking. Pretty much every year, I always go back to Halloween, which was always a big favorite of mine. I loved Halloween. I like to go out trick or treating. I like to watch the Halloween specials. So you got Peanuts, and there was a Fat Albert one that I used to watch all the time. So that, Halloween is always, it's always something I look forward to, and probably just because I'm a fat blob and I like to eat candy. But what?
Yeah, gluttons love Halloween, including myself.
Now, do you have any? Do your boys like Halloween? I'm sure.
Oh yeah, they love Halloween, especially Harrison. I mean, just the whole spectacle. You know, dressing up and wearing the costume. He's already been wearing his traffic light costume that he got. So they do. And what's funny is neither of my kids are huge candy eaters either.
Really?
So essentially they look forward to Halloween. Yeah. They go trick-or-treating. They get all this candy And then it's pretty much up to Kelly and I to consume it because, you know, a lot of the stuff they like Colin can eat because right. there's peanuts in it, or they just don't like it. Yeah. So, yeah, so they like it, but not for like the reason that I liked Halloween as a kid, which is
the candy because
I wanted all the candy.
Now that
I was a little heifer like I am now.
Well, Ben's kind of the same way. He likes the candy, but usually when he goes to eat it, we usually tell him pick one or two pieces. So he actually still has last year's bag up in the pantry still has some candy in the bottom that he hasn't quite gotten to yet. And it might be the little short two pack of Twizzlers, you know, where they're like the size of your thumb and there's like two or three in there. Maybe a couple little packs of Nerds or the little lemon heads, I think, that are in there. So it's a lot of the weird stuff, but the good stuff is typically gone fairly quickly, the chocolate, but he'll make it last because he won't have one every day. So you get a big old bag. Like I said, our neighborhood's pretty busy. So you get a big old bag of it and it'll last him definitely for a couple of months before the really good stuff is gone. But now, do your kids have favorites, the things that they like to look for, or they just still don't really care?
No, they don't really care. Like, again, the Hershey's, both of my kids like chocolate, but they don't like chocolate necessarily with other stuff in it. So, like, Harrison loves M&M's. Yep. Colin loves the Hershey bars. Colin loves Kit Kats.
Yep.
So they do like some of that stuff, but all the stuff with all the really good stuff, I feel like I'm fortunate that Kelly and I get most of that because they don't really like a lot of the stuff. But speaking of which, we just so happen to have a list of, and in the article, it's the top 30 Halloween candies ever. They went all the way back, believe it or not, they went back all the way to medieval times. not the show, but medieval times, the time period, and they came back with what the best candies were. Maybe we just go through the top 10
we'll
go from there. Because we discussed last year, if you rewind to last year's kind of Halloween episode, we talked about our favorite candies and stuff like that. And so this is a little bit of a review, but, you know, it's not to mention, it's just what we want to fucking talk about. So too bad.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, but in a good way.
Yeah. It is almost Friday, and we've had some beer. But number 10 is perfect.
I'll take the evens, because that's what we do.
Yeah, because I'm odd.
So, so number 10 is Hershey's bars. So it's American classic, melt in your mouth, simple, but really good.
Chocolate wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's milk chocolate and wrapped in, well, it's not plastic. It's, well, or,
whatever
it's
like that the contains.
Foil wrappers or whatever, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good solid one. I do love Hershey bars. Colin loves Hershey bars. And I'm assuming you like Hershey bars.
I do. And I like that.
It's chocolate. You can't really mess that up.
Yeah. Right? And I prefer the ones with almonds. I do like them with something else in there. The rice, not so much. They're kind of like the crackle. But I like the ones with the almonds in it. But number 9 is a favorite.
I like the one with the peanut in it. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
The one with the single peanut. The number 9 is one of my favorites. It's not quite up there as high as it is here, but Reese's Pieces.
Ooh, Reese's Pieces are good.
They're pretty good.
Anytime you really, you can't go wrong combining chocolate and peanut butter.
No, this is the pieces. There's no chocolate in there. It's like the M&M.
It has a fucking chocolate shell, right?
No, it's just like, it's a candy shell with peanut butter in it. It's the shell like a what's it called? An M&M. But there's no chocolate in it.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
There should be. That'd be good. That's the better part of the Reese's is the peanut butter and chocolate one. But the pieces don't have that.
All right. Well, peanut butter. Okay.
All right. What's number 8? I don't like these.
Nestle Crunch. Yeah, so it's a Hershey bar with rice puffs in it, basically. Yeah,
that's dumb.
They're all right. It's like a Hershey bar with Rice Krispies.
It's got some texture to it, but it's not necessary. But 7 is perfect. It's not
necessary.
Yeah, the Mr. Good Bar. That's got the peanuts in it. There's actually substance in the chocolate besides just little puffed pieces of air.
Yeah, but I find...
I know there's less chocolate in it because it's got other shit in it, but you're going to get more crunch.
Yeah, but you're replacing the chocolate with peanuts. Yeah, so, that's
crunch.
That's not bad. I'll take it. 100 grand is good. That's number 6. Love that
shit.
Yeah, it's caramel and chocolate. Caramel. I knew as soon as I said that, I was like,
there's two A's in caramel. And that's probably the name of last year's episode. There's two A's in caramel.
Oh, boy. So anyway, it has all that good stuff. And, you know, it's good.
100 grand is good. But I could eat some shit out of Butterfingers, number 5. I love Butterfinger.
Man. Butterfinger Blizzards from Dairy Queen, still one of the best.
Yeah. That and the Heath. I really like the Heath.
Heath is good, too.
But Butterfingers, yeah, you can't go wrong with the Butterfinger. And I'm not sure exactly
Bart
what...
Bart Simpson loves them.
I don't know. I guess it's more like the toffee flavor, but there's just something about it that's it's really good.
What is the commercial, keep your fucking fingers off my Butterfinger or something like that. Yeah, depending on what network you were watching. Because sometimes in commercials, I don't say fuck, I guess.
If you got the Carrot Weather version... of the of the commercial.
That's true.
It will.
Snarky. Yeah, true story. True story. Watch it on like Cinemax or HBO. They say fuck in the commercial. Number 4, Colin's favorite, Kit Kat.
Yeah, I do like Kit Kat.
Yeah, sugary wafers, milk chocolate, can't go wrong.
I will confess that at Easter time they have the Kit Kats and I don't like those as much because they're kind of like the bunny ears and they don't break evenly at the bottom because they've got that weird thing on there. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, that whole OCD thing must really set you off, huh?
Yeah, so I got to eat the whole thing without breaking it. And then it's not the same because you're supposed to eat them in those one little strip. You're not supposed to eat two strips together. It's just all wrong. So I find I don't eat as many of them as I would at Halloween. They just don't break apart correctly.
It might not be a bad thing though, right?
Well, no, it gives me more room for Snickers and the peanut butter eggs.
I'm just saying. What's next?
What's next? And this is blasphemy.
This is my number 2.
Really? I don't want to see your number 2, but number 3 is Snickers. It's easily the heartiest of all candy bars. Nougat, caramel, nuts, and chocolate represent
piss cocky nuts off.
Pretty much every food group. And it's the one that's hard to eat in a single bite. No, it's not. You can eat the whole thing in a single bite because they're the small ones. Yeah. You can put that in your mouth even when you're going bite size, which is bullshit. And I don't think Thrillist has really thought this through. It's worth the effort nevertheless and makes for a solid accessory for your pissed off Betty White costume. It needs to Betty be. No, I mean, you're going to get into it. Although
I see you're getting really upset here.
This is the second time I got worked up. I had somebody ask me earlier at work, why are you so angry? Well, somebody told me I did something wrong and I didn't do anything wrong. And I had the evidence to prove it. So I made sure to stand on top of my desk and make sure everybody was aware that, no, I didn't screw up.
It's one of many things you and I have in common. We just don't, even when we are wrong, just let it be.
We don't tolerate being wrong when we're wrong.
No, if I want to be told that I'm wrong, I will tell myself.
I'll decide.
So
when I'm
you
wrong.
Just, yeah, I, you know, you're wrong for telling me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So
fuck off.
So yeah, oh, fuck you. You're self-righteous, righteous motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, Twix. Yeah, it's good. It's got caramel.
Okay, it's pretty good. It doesn't go above Snickers though. Gillian probably wrote this.
Fucking Gillian. I wonder what Gillian's been up to.
I don't know.
We still got a caller.
Number two. I don't know. Number Twix. Vintage number 1.
Pyrex.
And
she gives away vintage Pyrex for Halloween.
That's right. Just one. Take one. I don't have enough to go around. And then at the end, she just dumps big piles of vintage Pyrex in your sack.
She's like, I didn't know I was going to have. I bought too much vintage Pyrex and I got to get rid of it. So she
just. Oh, Gillian. And number 1, I
by the way, I completely 100% support this one. Okay.
Well, Snickers should be higher to me, and you don't tell me I'm wrong. It's probably if this desk was in plastic, I would stand up on top. But for me, Snickers goes above this.
You got a soapbox over there?
Constantly. But I will agree that Reese's does go up there. And for me, it's a 50-50 split. There's a tie. But number 1, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And these do have chocolate in them. Not only is it the greatest candy out there, it's one of the greatest snacks, period. The perfect alchemy of peanut butter and chocolate. And it's so versatile, especially at Halloween. Are you devouring the mini with its jagged chocolate edges? Those are good. The medium cup and it's all its biteable glory, or the pumpkin. which serves as a vessel to get as much sugary peanut butter in your mouth as possible. Yeah. The pumpkin's good. It is your lucky day. There's no way to go wrong eating a Reese's. So I would put the Snickers up there, split it. Maybe on a certain day, I would say the peanut butter cups is number one.
To me, the peanut butter cup comes out on top, but by a very, very small margin. Yeah. If I had a peanut butter cup and a Snickers bar sitting next to each other, and somebody was like, well, you know, I'm gonna eat the peanut butter cup, so that leaves the Snickers bar. Like, I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like, all right, cool. I'll eat the Snickers bar because that's fucking good too. So
we have a little candy thing at work sometimes, and there's different chocolates in there, and I always reach for the Snickers first, even if there's a peanut butter cup. But I won't lie that maybe I'll throw the Snickers in my mouth, and then while I'm sitting there going, oh, this is really good, I'll grab the peanut butter cup and head to my desk just so that
you
gotta
chase it with the peanut butter cup. That's best of both worlds, right?
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I do that too. One of my colleagues, she has a desk drawer that is just,
I couldn't do it,
chock I'd eat full it. Of Snickers. There's peanut butter cups in there, there's so much of the candies in there, and
I wouldn't
it's
stop.
Dangerous. I try to stay away, but a lot of times when she's not there, I will go into her desk and take candy.
I couldn't do it. There's a guy
I'm not above it.
There's a guy in my office got one of those little glass jars that's got probably 10 or 12 candies in there. It's like, how do you do that? And he won't eat them. They'll just sit there and he won't touch them. But every now and then he'll take one. Yeah. Or somebody will come in and they'll grab one, but he won't eat it. I'd devour that shit.
He's the worst. I can't have a jar of candy. I have a jar of like those, you know, like the chewy Mentos.
No, I don't.
Like individually wrapped. I got a bunch of, I have a jar with those.
Oh, that's dumb.
I have people coming into my office all day long taking them. Thank God the company pays for them. I put that shit on an expense account. I don't pay for that myself. But
I like the little individual lifesaver mints, the green ones though, not the blue ones. Winto green.
Oh yeah, the green ones are totally better.
Yeah, they're good.
Blue. Winto green.
Yeah, blue.
I used to have those, but the company won't pay for them, so I have. they're the Mentos, but they're chewy Mentos, and they have the. You know, the logo for the group I work for.
Well, I'm still hungry, so we'll get into crazy news. Talk about some more food. That's good food, too. George and Cocky Nuts approve.
All right. Well,
California. California.
The state that should probably just break off into the ocean, but it doesn't. This takes us to California, where a runaway pig, by that I mean a police officer, a real pig. It's a real pig. Follows a trail of Doritos left by quick-thinking California deputies. So it's a classic tale, the pig chasing the pig.
But he's huge though. It's not like a little pot-bellied pig. Says here it's the size of a mini horse. He's gigantic.
I was gonna say, it looks like to me, hold on, let me watch the video real quick. But to me, hold on, I'm watching a political ad.
He's massive though.
What's funny is it's a commercial for Henrietta's from Michigan, who is actually
Is that a bacon
a
farm?
A longtime friend of our family who's running for a state senator. And I support him. I have a sign in my front yard with his name on it.
What the fuck
just happened? It showed me like a second and a half of the video, and then it's putting a high blood pressure ad.
I got that. Oh, my watch has been beeping at me a lot. Like it'll say, hey, your heart rate is too low. It's 47. And then 20 minutes later, hey, your heart rate's too high. It's 135.
This isn't the right video. Watch people react to smelly corpse flour. What the fuck? All right. Well, I can't watch
that. That comes from the vagina hair of the hops that I just drank. But why don't you just.
Oh, here's a picture further down.
Yeah.
All right.
Look at the size. Trail. You just tell us the story.
A trail of Doritos.
That again.
Corn chips.
Right.
Helped lure a runaway pig the size of a mini horse home in California, according to a San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department post on Instagram. Deputies Shelley Ponce and Ashley Berg responded to a Highland, California neighborhood for an unusual call regarding a loose pig. Sheriff's officials wrote Sunday on Instagram. The deputies quickly found the runaway pig, with whom they'd previously become acquainted. Oh, so they've met always the pig loose. Before. Yeah, yeah. And repurposed some poppin' jalapeno flavored Dorito chips from a lunch bag to lure the pig back home. Sheriff's officials wrote,
"We were able to put him back in and secure the gate. It was fun," Ponce said, according to the post, which also noted, "We do it all." In North Carolina, a pair of escaped pigs found swimming together to safety after Hurricane Florence are now faithful companions as they recover at a refuge, reported by the News and Observer. So, yeah, this big old pig, I guess, is getting out before. And the funny thing is, it says Doritos corn chips. It doesn't really, you're just kind of envisioning like what the flavors would be. And then you find out it's like the hot ass jalapeno ones that the pig likes. So, I don't know. Maybe it does it on purpose.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It is really cute, though.
It's kind of funny. But I can't imagine why they would. Maybe it just happened, and maybe he does it on purpose now to get out just to eat these jalapeno flavored Doritos.
See, I think that what they're doing is they're teaching him that it's okay to escape by giving him treats.
Right. They're laying out Snickers and Snickers and peanut butter cups to lure them home. Yeah. I'd do that.
When my kids get out of their cages, I don't give them treats to try to lure them back in.
Yeah, lure them back with a. Fucking broom handle.
Yeah.
That took a turn.
I didn't say I was going to beat him.
Well, you got him in cages where you just poke him.
No, you just got to, it's like it's firing a warning shot. Like you just kind of shake it and point it at
him. You bang it along the side of the cage, kind of rattle it. All right. The next one takes us to California again. And I'm sure this could be you, even though you're probably smarter than this guy, but a man in northern Fresno set his home on fire using a blowtorch to kill some spiders. Fresno, California, disclaimer, don't try this at home. Fresno Fire says a man who was house-sitting for his parents set the home on fire after he used a blowtorch to kill some black widows.
Seems legit.
Yes, you read that right. Thankfully, firefighters say no one was injured in the fire, and the man who initially called them made it out safely. The house fire happened Tuesday night at a home in Woodward Lake Housing Development. 29 firefighters responded to the two-alarm fire and were able to put it out. Fire crews say the second story and the attic of the home were damaged. Although the exact cause, has not been determined, fire crews believe the blowtorch is to blame.
I mean, probably. I got to tell you, though.
Yeah?
I see fucking black widows,
yeah,
brown recluses in here. I'm gonna burn this fucking house down to the ground. Like, it's not gonna happen on accident.
Yeah,
I'm gonna burn the house to the ground,
yeah,
and be done with it. So I don't blame this guy one bit. Yeah, I would have used dynamite, but I guess a blowtorch works as well.
Well, you had brown recluse fall down in your hoodie one time we were recording a couple weeks ago.
Thank God that wasn't a brown recluse. I don't know what it was, but I haven't seen it since, so we're good. But yeah, and then these poor firefighters, they got to go in there and, if I'm a firefighter and I'm responding to a fire, and they're like, oh yeah, by the way, so there was there's a bunch of black widows in there, and this guy was using a blowtorch to burn it down.
Yeah,
I probably just let the house burn down.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't go in there.
Yeah, I'm not going in there. The 500 degree flames don't bother me, but you tell me there's a 2-inch spider in there, that's okay. I quit.
Oh, hell yeah. The next story, you know it's real, it's not at all biased because it's from Fox News.
I'm getting hungry again.
We're going to Florida because can we have a crazy news without at least one story out of Florida? Let's be honest.
It should start with Florida, but we didn't this week.
We didn't, but that's okay. It's still in the mix. California's gotten a lot of attention today. Okay, it's a fucking Audi ad. Thank you for popping up and taking up my whole screen. So this takes us to Florida, where police in Florida arrested a 22-year-old man who allegedly pelted his mother with sausages because she accidentally bumped into him while making his dinner.
While making his dinner. He wasn't making his own dinner, and then she bumped into him. She was making his dinner him, and at the same time bumped into him, and then he attacked her.
Well, she had it coming then. No problem. Hermes Callejas Casparian attacked his mother on October 8th.
I know you were waiting for that.
Hermes Callejas Gasparin attacked his mother on October 8th in their Bradenton home,
Florida.
According to the Smoking Gun, the food fight erupted when Callejas Gasparin demanded his mom make him dinner, and she said she was busy. Oh boy.
Oh no.
When she did begin to cook his meal, sausages, she accidentally knocked into her son. He threw the sausages at her, hitting her in the eye, then put his hands on her neck and pushed her, the report said.
See, that's where he stepped over the line. The sausages, you know, hey, just eat those.
Hold on, there's more.
There is?
Grilled by...
Johnsonville.
Grilled by Manatee County cops, Callejas Gasparin claimed he only wanted his mom to apologize. Oh. You know, he bumped into her while she was cooking his Johnsonville's. And, you know, which was clearly disrespectful, you know, in her house. So he just wanted to apologize. He was arrested and charged with misdemeanor. Domestic battery. So
now, if the sausages touch the ground, does nobody get to eat them? Is there a rule they could pick them up?
It depends. Well, as long as it's less than 10 seconds.
Are they fully cooked already or to heat it through? I guess they come already cooked, but.
Well, not all of them. The real ones don't come cooked. We've discussed this before.
I know.
It's not real sausages unless it comes raw.
Okay, just checking.
You know, pre-cooked sausages? What the fuck?
Well, no. I mean, I'm not going to microwave them, but yeah, I'll heat those up on the stove. I can't microwave anything. Maybe popcorn, but who eats that?
You gotta grill that shit.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the next one I think is funny because, you know, whenever somebody comes to me and says, Rob,
reboot!
this thing isn't working. And by the way, if you call tech support of any kind, regardless of what the problem is with electronics, the first thing they generally tell you to do is what?
Oh, restart.
Yeah, turn it off. And then turn it back on. It's usually turn it off and wait 10 seconds, and then turn it back on and see if that fixes your problem. So
I did that with three people today.
And I always think, is consumer electronics, that's a way to fix things. Turns out that the turn it off and turn it back on goes a lot further than that, though.
Yeah. This next one takes us out to outer space where Hubble, where NASA fixed the Hubble gyroscope.
It's not Florida.
Are you gonna let me finish this? Are you gonna do me and talk over me?
No.
Or under me and behind?
Go ahead and finish.
Because I always have something to say.
Yeah,
NASA fixes the Hubble gyroscope by turning it off and on again. The Hubble is expected to be back in business soon. This is a multi-billion-dollar machine out there in space and it broke. So they said, we'll just turn it off, hope it doesn't float away, turn it back on.
Turn you off and turn it back on.
Yeah. Always turned on. Hubble's designers prepared for gyroscope failure by equipping the observatory with a backup. Unfortunately, when one of Hubble's gyroscopes conked out in early October, the backup didn't work as expected. Uh-oh. It was rotating too fast. We've all been there. And hence won't be able to hold the telescope in place where it needs to stay and lock in on a target. NASA has since been able to reduce its rotation rates and fix the issues by implementing an age-old fix for malfunctioning electronics, turning it off, and then on again.
Fantastic. The process sounds 1,000 times more complex than simply pressing a switch, though. The Hubble team had to move the gyro around while switching it from high rotation. Sorry, do you need a minute? If you need to excuse yourself for a minute, I can finish the story. Well, you go finish, and then we'll come back and, you know, high rotation to low rotation mode again and again over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, clear any blockage. That's what happens.
Yeah, yeah, to clear any blockage that might be preventing it from working properly. Here's how NASA described it. In an attempt to correctly and erroneously high the erroneously high rates produced by the backup Euro.
Wait.
They had tzatziki sauce on it.
That's the best part.
Cucumber sauce. That's part of the gyro. Delicious. The Euro has the, and they, so they said, you know what, just turn it off, turn it back on, and then they all went to,
they went to Chipotle and waited for it to come back.
They don't have Euros at Chipotle.
That's good. NASA will conduct a few more tests to ensure the backup can do its job
off
during routine science operations. Thus far, they seem optimistic that the Hubble will be back in business in the near future. And some of the pictures that come from the Hubble are pretty amazing. So it's kind of wild that, I mean, I guess it's not really that much unexpected that would be a solution for something on something as high tech and expensive as the Hubble.
Why do I suddenly want Olga's?
I don't know what Olga's is. Is that another?
You don't know what Olga's?
Is that another?
They have Euros there.
Wait, is that on, another regional on. Sausage like Johnsonville?
Let's see if there's Olga's in Virginia. Find an Olga's. Olga's Kitchen.
Let's Olga. See here. All right. I'll look up to Olga's Kitchen. Come on, Yelp. Locations. Who do I do? Maps. So I look on the Google.
You got to look on your Googler.
No, Olga's. There is an Olga's Kitchen.
I guess it must. It apparently it's a Michigan brand. I didn't know. Huh? Look at that.
Yeah.
Ann Arbor. They got a bunch. They got a bunch in Michigan, though.
Yeah.
Oh, they have some in Illinois.
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 Yeah. There's an Olga's Kitchen on Big Beaver Road. There you go. There.
It's probably in Troy.
Yeah. Found a hair in my food.
Big Beaver. Big Beaver, yeah. Sometimes I forget. And you know what is even funnier?
What?
The exit from I-75
yeah.
to exit at Big Beaver is as 69.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Big Beaver. Actually, I live off just north of Metro Parkway, which actually, if you head west,
right,
once you get into Oakland time. County and get into Troy,
right.
That road turns into Big Beaver. So I live right near Big Beaver.
It's bumpy.
Yeah. It's actually a very affluent
area.
Very
smooth ride.
Which is really funny. Oh boy.
Well, anyway, that's good. Well, speaking of beavers.
There's a lot of high end places on Big Beaver.
As there should be.
Oh, speaking of vanilla extract.
Yep. World News Daily Report gonna close out the show again.
As it should.
Yeah.
Save the best for last, you know?
Yeah.
And this takes us to Newcastle, Pennsylvania, where a dispute between neighbors took a strange turn this morning. This morning, apparently.
Right. Just this
just
morning.
Happened this morning.
Right.
Yeah. The Monday, October 30th. after one of the belligerents, a taxidermist, savagely assaulted the one. Other one using a stuffed beaver beaver as a weapon. A 39-year-old Barry Franklin and his 76-year-old neighbor Rudolph Cunningham. You know them?
Yeah, Rudolph.
Yeah, they're good people. Already, they like beavers. It's weird.
Yeah.
Already had several conflicts over the last 4 years. The two have already met in court 3 times, and both were already subject to separate restraining orders from the court. The two men got into another verbal altercation this morning, but things rapidly
got
out of hands. They got out of hands.
Right.
And Mr. Franklin went back into his garage and came out with a rather unusual weapon, a 20-inch stuffed beaver. Fred Burns, who lives right across the street from the quarreling neighbors, witnessed the aggression.
Oh, no.
Described in an interview with local radio, he was waving that rodent like around like a baseball bat, and he started hitting the other guy with it. But that thing looked pretty soft. So it was like, it was a bit like a pillow fight.
According to witnesses, Mr. Franklin struck at least 50 or 60 full strength blows with his improvised weapon before bystanders were able to separate the two, but his victim suffered only a few minor bruises. Deputies of the Lawrence County Sheriff's Department arrived on site a few minutes later and arrested the 39-year-old. Barry Franklin now faces a total of 87 criminal charges, including several charges of aggravated assault with a dirty beaver, assault with a weapon causing bodily harm, criminal trespassing, and violating a court order. Found guilty on all charges, he could get up to $125,000 in fine and spend up to 75 years in prison.
87 criminal charges. He was 75 years for beating somebody with a beaver.
Hey, I'll do that for free. He was refused bail and will have to remain in custody until the beginning of his trial in November. So yeah, when you go
that's a good one.
Yeah, go wave your beaver around, be careful.
Yeah, you just gotta watch. I mean, if you're gonna be waving your beaver at somebody, at least
ask for permission.
Yeah, I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Man, another good one from World News Daily Report.
What all kind of food today?
Head to World News Daily Report to get the real scoop on what's going on in the world, including the sperm bank nurse who falls pregnant after smuggling semen in her vagina.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. How about this guy? This one here, the Saudi Arabia, a famous racehorse, is to be executed for being homosexual.
Cousins arrested after refusing to stop having sex during a funeral ceremony.
Oh boy.
Man. World News Daily bring us the hard hitting news that we look for.
What a great way to close the show too.
I'm hungry. I nice want sausages with a side of Doritos and a nice old pile of Twix.
All the candy. I want it to rain
peanut butter
cups and Snickers on me.
Twix bars. I finish my big old sausages and a thing of piled high of Doritos on the side.
I want to stand in one of those like tornado things that they use to whip up like cash. Yeah, or you Chuck ever seen cheese. The things where you have to grab the cash or the tickets?
Yeah.
I want it to be all Doritos and Reese's peanut butter cups, so just
and
flailing
sausages.
About. I don't care how much it stings with the candy smacking me in the face and stuff like that. It'll be worth it.
Well, and all the powder from the Doritos that'll no doubtly fall off while spinning around in the air like that. All that jalapeno powder go in your nose and your eye, it'll sting. That's fine. Just sit there with your mouth open and try to see how many.
Unless I get some in my mouth, that's all that really matters.
It's fine.
Perfect.
Wow. I know what I'm having for lunch tomorrow.
Doritos and peanut butter cups and Snickers.
And sausages. Yeah. Place near here's got a special. They got the little sausage sandwich with some peppers on it, hot mustard. Doing that shit.
I want to get a big beaver.
Yeah. That's right. Well, we better end the episode. We might be able to get one before it's time to go to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, I still got a couple hours till bed. Ish.
Couple hours. It's 9:00. You got to go to bed now.
I don't go to bed. Listen, I'm not you. I'll be awake till probably at least 10:30.
Maybe 10:00.
Easy about early. I don't get up as early as you do, though.
Well, tomorrow's Friday. I get to sleep in a little bit because I work from home on Friday. So
On Tuesdays and Fridays that you sleep in. That's why I purposely message you in the morning.
No, I'm smarter than that. I got Do Not Disturb, unlike you guys.
Oh, no, I put that shit on.
I like sending you a text at 7 o'clock on a Saturday, and you go, what the hell is he texting you about now, 7 o'clock?
Well, that's the problem is I have my Do Not Disturb automatically. It turns off at 6:15.
Oh.
So,
why 6:15?
That includes
what are you doing? You pick
getting ready for work.
6 or 6:30.
I can pull whatever fucking time I want. It's my phone.
No, that's dumb. The 6:15, like a non-time. Not like you're doing anything specifically at 6:15. Is your alarm set for 6:15? That would make sense. Oh, well, that's
it is set for 6:15, asshole. No,
you can only set your alarm for hard numbers. It could be 6
Although
o'clock
my,
or 7
my,
o'clock.
We only wake up on the exact hour.
On the hour, yeah. Although mine's 4:57 because I need that 3 minutes in case I snooze for a second.
4:57
Yeah.
That'd be dangerous for me to have access to snooze. I turn that shit off.
I got the spot, so I can't. Sometimes I'll snooze it on the Fridays or Tuesdays. I'll say Alexa snooze, and it'll be fine. But for the most part, I just go ahead and get up.
Yeah, me too. Usually my 4-year-old has me up before then. That's why I have the Keurig turn on at 6. I'm like, all right, at least it'll be up and running and warm by the time I get over there. Usually,
yeah. How's the dog's nads? He's all recovered. Doesn't have his lampshade on anymore.
His testicles. I guess you can't really say that they're good because he didn't have them anymore.
It's gone.
Yeah, they're non-existent. But no, he got his sutures out yesterday. He's doing fine now. That's good. Can start lick. The vet said he can start licking his penis again.
Go back to licking him. That's good. Well, we'll see you next week.
See you next
week. Enjoy your Halloween. Eat some candy.
You too.
All right, good night.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.